49th mailing to Colin Firth, a Sestina. You don't know me, Colin, but someone close, a secret and distant friend, you could say, moved me, gave a petite speech about a man, a charming English chap. If she is honest in desire, and yes, you are the one she desires, then Colin, can I call you Colin? We must rejoice in the lovely English garden we all know you secretly stroll through, practicing speech after speech, humming each word you say, as though the rubbish others say can't even come close to being as delightful as the sensual speech of a bird. Yet yours does, Colin. Don't deny that the secret to success is the tremble of English tendencies. Trust me, I teach English at a community college, and what I say is certain. Let there be no secrets between us, and with this being the 49th letter to you, Colin, I won't pretend I watched the King's speech. I've heard your preparation with a speech impediment was immaculate, better than the English patient, obviously, because Colin Firth did not star. Do not listen to what they say. You're a rather stunning human being. At least that's what my friend moans in secret. But I think you know my secret. There is no friend. There was no speech. And if we are being honest, I don't give a damn if you are English, French, Liberian, Zambian, or say even Martian, because a Martian Colin still can't help being a desirable Colin. The language of every speech you say is love in secret, disguised in English.